Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Henry Hutchison's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Henry is a new friend. He's the president of Family Business USA, specializing in next-generation evaluation, leadership presentation, and preparation. Also, the author of Dirty Little Secrets of Family Business, a new book that's doing great, and he's our new friend, Henry Hutchison. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Henry, I've been talking about family businesses now for over 17 years, and one of the things that I've decided is that whether other family members draw a W-2 from the company or not, even if only the founder takes a real job in the company, every small business is a family business. What do you think?
In many regards, Jim, you're right.
Because our business weaves a very fine seam between it and our lives, doesn't it?
It does. You know, in my field, we look at family businesses from kind of three perspectives. There's the family perspective, the business perspective, and the ownership perspective. And if you've got a single owner of a business who's running it, even though there's no family members maybe directly working in the business, this is the cash cow. This is the goose that's laying the golden egg. So everybody's got a vested interest in making sure that this business does well because it's the generator of income. It's the generator of well-being for everybody. Everybody gets to go to college. Everybody gets a car. Everybody gets a house. Not everybody, but
don't forget braces.
This is where the source of income comes from.
Yeah, don't forget braces and vacations and all that. Yeah,
exactly.
that's right, and that's exactly the point I make is that you know, when it's not easy. In fact, I say that maybe other than being a single mom, being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world. It's harder than being the CEO of Exxon, and so when you come home, the family needs to support you.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, then you do get people. I mean, mom or dad who's running the business, they're looking for help. Most of the time, somebody in the family is going to get dragged in because mom or dad are going to need some help at some point in time. And what better resource than the person sitting around the kitchen table who may have a little free time on their hands?
Right. So talk to us about, you wrote a book about dirty little secrets about family businesses. What's one of the dirty little secrets?
Well, gosh, there's a bunch of dirty little secrets.
I want to talk about the baton one in the next segment. So skip that one and give us some of the others.
Okay. One of the ones that I like to share is a famous one that kind of came from Peter Drucker, and a client of mine kind of put a quote on the back of the book with regards to it, but one of the key things is that you should never hire relatives, your son, your daughter, your cousin, whatever, if they are not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times family members need a helping hand. They're looking for a job. Maybe you've got a moment where you need some help and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, many business owners, family business owners, know that this relative right here is really not a long-term fit, and you should try to avoid hiring them. You're much better off finding them what their true path may be with the skill set that they have. By doing this, you avoid that chronic, uncomfortable situation of hiring Junior into the business. Junior works for a few years in the business. Now it's become blatantly obvious that despite your best efforts and so on and so forth, the Junior's really not cut out to do this work.
Not only is he not doing a good job in his own job, but it's a motivational factor in the rest of the company, isn't it?
It is, because everybody, all the other non-family employees are seeing that Junior's getting, you know, special dispensation and coming in late and leaving early and is not doing a good job but is still getting paid. What does that mean for me and so on and so forth? So
I used
you're better
to,
off in the first place not hiring them.
When I had my consulting business, I used to advise small business owners with kids coming out of school. When they asked me, I advised them to tell their kid to go get a job somewhere and to come back with their resume in 5 years. Do you go that far?
Absolutely. It's a known, the highest correlation to a successful transition from any generation to any generation is if the next generation has spent some time working outside of the business.
The highest,
people get confused.
The highest percentage of success is that profile.
The highest percent. If you look and you say, hey, the next generation guy spent some significant, meaningful amount of time disconnected from the family, disconnected
right.
from the business, out there in the world, doing their own thing, they discover who they are. They discover their place in the world. They get their feet on the ground. And now they can come back into the business, and they will have the ability and the mental, psychological makeup to stand up to Dad and say, Dad, you know what? I don't think you're right about this one. But if you've always worked under the tutelage
and,
of mom
and
dad,
because they've seen a better way, not just to be argumentative, but because they've identified better ideas.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
However, the really big thing is the confidence. We all need to become our own people. And you can't become, it's hard to become your own person when you've grown up with your father all the time and your mother, and now you go to work for them immediately. It's still your father, it's still your mother, now they're your boss. How do you contradict your mother or your father? How do you have the credibility? How do you have the confidence? Unless you've been out in the world and you've seen this stuff,
yeah.
and you can stand there with confidence.
But
right?
it's almost as importantly, the other employees see you different. You're no longer little
Absolutely.
Johnny or little Susie who you know ran around the building when they
job.
Were kids. You know, you came back, you went out, you got a job on your own. You were successful, and you know the other thing about that is. You might find out you don't want to come back.
Absolutely.
And that you never should have been working in the company.
Right. And that bleeds in a little bit to the, you know, next to the current
right.
generation
the baton
issues
thing.
And conflict. I know you want your kid to work there. I know it'd be a beautiful dream, and I agree it'd be wonderful if you could go to the next generation. But in reality, the first of it is that we are parents and we have children and we want our children to have happy, successful, meaningful lives. Maybe that'll be at your business. I hope it is, and that will be great.
Yeah.
But you don't want to put a square peg in a round hole.
I know people who are 50 years old and wish they'd never gone to work for their parents. And at the time,
well,
it seemed like
story.
A good idea. Henry, I need your website quickly, one time.
Well, the website for the book is Dirty Little Secrets of Family Business. But
hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.